If you'd like to listen to our podcasts without ads, please consider becoming a member. In addition to no ads, members receive bonus content for virtually all of our shows, an invitation to join the DSR Slack community, access to our Discord community, enhanced show notes for select shows, and more. For this week only, get 50% off the first year or the first month of membership. Visit thedsrnetwork.com/buy and use code ECLIPSE to receive the discount. That's thedsrnetwork.com/buy and code ECLIPSE. Thank you very much for your support. Hello and welcome to the DSR Daily Brief. I'm your host, Chris Cotnor. I'm joined by our other host, Riley Fessler. How are you this morning?
Pretty good.
David Rothkopf is on assignment. What do you got for us this morning, Riley?
Well, on April 24th, the Arizona House of Representatives voted 32-28 to repeal a stringent 1864 abortion ban with the aid of three Republicans who crossed party lines to join with the Democrats. The Civil War era law, which we've talked about on this show as well as others, was revived by a state Supreme Court ruling and lacks exceptions for cases such as rape or incest and could be reinstated unless the state Senate, with a narrow Republican majority, also agrees to its appeal. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs expressed her readiness to sign the appeal, emphasizing that decisions about reproductive health care should reside with individuals rather than politicians. The ongoing legislative battle highlights Arizona's sharply divided political landscape and comes amid a broader national discourse on states' rights to regulate abortion following the Supreme Court's 2022 decision to overturn federal abortion rights. Chris?
Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, and other advisors to Donald Trump during the 2020 election were indicted in Arizona for their involvement in a scheme to overturn the election results. The indictment, which also names all the fake electors who falsely claimed Trump won in Arizona, includes charges of conspiracy, fraud, and forgery. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays emphasized the importance of protecting democracy in announcing these changes, highlighting this case as part of broader efforts in multiple states to address the alleged election interference. This action reflects the ongoing legal challenges surrounding the Trump campaign's efforts during the 2020 election, intersecting with Trump's other legal troubles, including a criminal trial in Manhattan regarding hush money payments. The case underscores the persistent divide and contentious political climate as various defendants and Republican Party officials react. Riley.
On Thursday in the Gulf of Aden, a ship came under attack and a likely assault by Yemen's Houthi rebels. The incident followed a related attack the previous day where a Houthi missile aimed at another vessel was intercepted by an allied warship. Although the Houthi rebels have not immediately claimed responsibility for Thursday's assault, their involvement is suspected given the pattern of recent activities in the region. This series of maritime disruptions by the Houthis, which they claim will continue until Israel ceases its actions in Gaza, reflects a significant escalation in their tactics, targeting international shipping routes with little direct connection to the ongoing war in Gaza. Chris?
The U.S. has discreetly supplied Ukraine with long-range ATACMS missiles, enhancing Ukraine's capacity to target deeper into Russian-occupied territories, including a recent strike on an airfield in Crimea. This move is part of a broader $61 billion support package approved by President Joe Biden, aimed at bolstering Ukraine's military capabilities as they face ongoing Russian advances and a depletion of ammunition. Despite concerns about escalating the conflict into Russian territory, the U.S. decided the support was crucial for Ukraine's operational security and strategic needs. The assistance marks a significant increase in U.S. aid, following earlier hesitations and opposition within Congress with the intention of making both America and the world safer, according to Biden. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has emphasized the urgency of the support in response to the potential for further Russian offensives. Riley.
On February 25th, in Burkina Faso's northern villages of Nandan and Soro, a horrific massacre resulted in the deaths of 223 civilians, including 56 children, according to a newly released Human Rights Watch report. Human Rights Watch has called for the involvement of the United Nations and the African Union to assist in investigating these brutal killings, potentially crimes against humanity, perpetrated by Burkina Faso's military during counterinsurgency efforts against jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State. This violence, which is part of an escalating conflict that has displaced over 2 million people, is largely unchecked by the country's repressive military junta government, which has been ineffective in controlling the violence despite international support, and has recently turned to Russia for security assistance after severing ties with France.
That's all the news we have for you this morning. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode of the DSR Daily Brief. Later today, we have our DSR Thursday episode, and you can also listen to our conversation with Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, which was out late last night. Until then, stay safe, everyone. Bye.